Welcome to the BetWithJames.com Horse Racing Podcast, a podcast bringing you the best news, odds, interviews, and race analysis from across the UK and Ireland, all in one place. And now, here's your host, James Constantine.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the BetWithJames.com Horse Racing Podcast. I hope you were listening to episode 2 last night, because this afternoon, 2 out of 2 lays have landed, and what better way to celebrate than Sean Reynolds. He's back on again. He gives us a commentary of the 6:15 at Wolverhampton, and this was our second lay getting beat. It was Captain Future, 5-4 SP, 2.4 Betfair starting price. Here's Sean.
All loaded up then for this 6:15 at Wolverhampton over 6 furlongs. The 32red.com handicap, they're off, and Your Call gets from stall number 3 and leads the way early on by a length to Kodiak Lady Chiru is subject. These are then followed by St. Paul Square, who's out wide, and Rialto Magic bringing up the rear of the field. They continue their journey then down the back straight, and it is out in front, Your Call leading the way here, one of the second favourites in the race. In second position there, Captain Future travelling strongly, with a 5-4 favourite, and then in third position, Kodiak Lady. And Luke Morris is just pushing along on St. Paul's Square as they make their way past the 3 furlong marker. So the 2 market leaders head the field here as they make the turn into the home straight. Your Call leading the way to Captain Future on the outside there, Kodiak Lady, then followed by the Grialto Magic and St. Paul's Square as they make their way mile. And it is Your Call leading the way and kicks off the turn here, and it goes a couple of lengths clear. Your Call leading the way then to Kodiak Lady. These are then followed by Reals. We'll be giving a big oi oi here, because Captain Future, I'm home, 5th of 5 runners, as Your Call is driven out and will score at 2-1. Second position, Paul Square, Rialto Magic, and Captain Future finishes last of the 5 runners.
Big thanks to Sean Reynolds for doing the commentary there. He'll be on next week giving his previews of some Cheltenham Championship races, so we look very much forward to that. Today I bring you one preview from tomorrow. It's the 150 at Chepstow. It's a horse I think that is worth taking on, and hopefully we can continue the run of form we're on. 3 out of 3 lays landed so far. That's over 28% return on investment. Hopefully we can add to that this afternoon. So let's get stuck in and let's go for another BetWithJames.com horse racing lay of the day.
And now, the BetWithJames.com horse racing lay of the day. Bringing you the best lay bets from across the UK and Ireland.
The 150 at Chepstow is a race I really want to have a look at tomorrow. It's the Crystal Windows Conditional Jockeys Handicap Chase. It's a 3-mile race, it's a Class 4 event, and it has 6 runners currently going to post. Now, I'm really interested in this race because of the bottom weight, Don Apollo. Now, this horse has been raised £8 from a mark of 93 to a mark of 101, having won very well last time out at Leicester. In fairness, he didn't do a lot in the race, but he held some fairly decent opposition for the grade. Now, what's interesting about that race is that he was fairly outpaced coming into the home straight, so the extra furlong is certainly in his favour today. But what is interesting is that he has collateral form with Kilfinan Castle and Oranger. Now, they finished 4.5 and 2.25 lengths back respectively. But what is interesting is that they have a form with a horse called Benbin, who raced today, if you're listening to the podcast on Friday. And they actually raced against Benbin, and Oranger finished 78 lengths back, finishing pretty much tailed off. And Kilfinan Castle, who has a very free-running style of racing, unseated his rider. Now, this is interesting because Benbin has form with Gentle George, and Gentle George gamely beat Benbin that day by 1.5 lengths, which was back earlier in February. Now, what's important about this is that Gentle George smashed Benbin, and Benbin absolutely smashed the opposition that came not too far behind Don Apollo. The conditions were the same for all the races mentioned, although the ground is slightly better yesterday than it was on Don Apollo's day. But although Kilfinan Castle unseated his rider on Friday, you would have to say that Benbin's absolute demolition of Oranger, who didn't finish that far behind Don Apollo, would suggest that Gentle George probably has a little bit more on collateral form. He has to give £9 to Don Apollo today, which is, in the circumstances, quite a lot. Don Apollo is a young horse, he's only 7 years old, He's had 7 runs so far, winning 1, placing in 2 of them. He had 3 runs off a handicap mark of 93, so it's his first experience of a rating over 101. Nico de Boinville is obviously a positive jockey booking. In terms of opposition today, Paddy the Oscar, he was chucked in under a £7 penalty last time out, and he finished 2nd, having won before off a mark of 97. He now goes off 103. He doesn't have any claimers allowance on him today with Connor Ring in the plate, so he is probably going to find it quite tough at the weights. Winged Crusader is one for the faith backers. He was tailed off last time and he was pulled at the time before that. He has an £8 claimer on today, and I've been watching Nigel Tristan Davis and he uses good amounts of claimers, and they do pull off some good results at the time, but I think you're probably clutching at straws if you're trying to back him. Currently best price at 7-1. But for me, if you watch Don Apollo's race again, he is so slow and laboured throughout that race. Respectably holds the opposition, but Aranja, who was closing in on him that day, then beaten 78 lengths by a horse Gentle George beat. I would have to have an issue with backing Don Apollo as short as 15-8, as big as 5-2 currently, when Gentle George has proven it and he's got some good solid form. He's obviously gone up in the weight because of his win last time, but at 12 years old he knows the score. The only issue is Don Apollo improving, but he'd have to prove a lot to get ahead of some of this lot. So for me tomorrow, Don Apollo is a horse I want to take on. I just can't have him as favourite, having watched his last race at Leicester. Get on at the races, have a look at that race last time. It was a slow, muddling performance, and I would much rather be with Gentle George. I know he's 12 years old, I know he's got to give him £9, so it's going to be interesting to see whether he can do that. I thought Paddy the Oscar was probably a bit shortly priced at 72 currently, but he's probably worth taking a price about against Don Apollo. So for me tomorrow, my lay of the day is Don Apollo in the 150 at Chepstow off a mark of 101. I don't think his last run was good enough, and that for me doesn't warrant an £8 rise, and he's my lay of the day.
Subscribe to the BetWithJames.com free daily email, giving you access to exclusive content, updates and so much more.
That's it for the BetWithJames.com episode 3 horse racing podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget you can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes on your computer, or if you have an iPhone, get on the podcast app and type in BetWithJames and get it downloaded. Please keep tweeting me. Please keep retweeting the podcast because I need you to help me do this. If you want to get involved, send me a message. Make this part of a community and get your voice on the podcast. Next time you'll hear from me is Monday night with my special guest giving you day 1 Cheltenham previews. I look forward to you listening then, and until then, goodbye from me.
You've been listening to the BetWithJames.com horse racing podcast. Listen every single weekday for the best news, odds, interviews and race analysis to keep you ahead of the game.